Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, fellow addicts? This is Shannon, the producer of the SDR Show. Today we have the Dragon himself, formerly of the group Drew Hill and singer of The Thong Song and so many other hits. It is the one and only Cisco. This was a really fun interview, and I learned a lot about all the crazy stuff that happened behind just The Thong Song in and of itself. And Cisco was really awesome. And it was a really fun interview. Don't forget, we do the show live every single Wednesday and Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. If you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use promo code SDR, you'll get a 7-day free trial, which gives you access to the episode sooner, the high definition live stream, live chat during the episode, access to every single episode of the SDR show we've ever done, as well as access to all the other amazing shows on the Gas Digital Network, all free for 7 days. Also, we have new merch at the merch store. If you go to podcastmerch.com, you'll see the brand new SDR show merch, which are really cool cassette tape t-shirts and hoodies, all available right now at podcastmerch.com. Right now, here it is, the Cisco episode of the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock. This is a hit show, show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's weed, I beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far, you need to know. The SDR Show, let's go.
It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton. Back with me once again, James Mattern, with some very surrealistic painting in the background. Am I right about that? I don't know what's going on behind you, James.
There's a lot going on, baby. You won't believe this. I'm in a mansion in the Hollywood Hills. Your boy's all grown up, baby.
Wow, look at you living the good life. That's nice. So now, God damn it, am I thrilled to have this person on the show. I'm going to tell you this. There is a song that we'll get into that is not what you think it is, but it has been my... I was a strip club DJ for a long, long fucking time. And this, there's a specific song we're going to get into that was my go-to. Let's bring him on right now. Grammy award-winning platinum artist, was signed at the tender age of 14 years old. 6 Billboard Music Awards. I think every album this dude has put out has either been platinum or multi-platinum. God damn it, it is Cisco. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I didn't win a Grammy yet.
Oh, no, sorry. I apologize.
I got nominated 8
nominated,
times.
Nominated, sorry. Nominated. I apologize.
It didn't win.
Yeah, but you were nominated.
Hopefully this new song will help.
Well, let me tell you this. First of all, I was a strip club DJ for like 10 years, right? And not the one that everyone's going to want to talk to you about, of course, The Thong Song. We'll get into that later. But So Def remix of In My Bed, right? Let me explain. Okay. This is what would happen for me. It's Drew Hill, obviously, not your solo stuff. But I, as a DJ in strip clubs, you get thrown into different clubs all the time where you don't know any of the girls. And they always fucking hate the new guy. That's just the way they were programmed. If you're a DJ, they're going to hate the new DJ, right? My song was, I would play that remix. Because at the time, it was only available on a CD single. It wasn't like wildly available. And I got it somehow. I don't even remember how. We're going back 20-something years ago. And that would win me over with everybody in the club. Because they're like, what the fuck is this?
Awesome.
Every time. So I have to thank you not only for ingratiating me with strippers around the globe, but getting me laid more times than I could count because of that. So thank you, sir.
Perfect icebreaker. Perfect icebreaker.
Thank you so much, man. I have no idea. Yeah. So let's start with Drew Hill. The name came from where you grew up, like Druid Hill Park. That's where it came from, right?
Yes. There is a park in Baltimore and a couple of other places in America that's called Druid Hill Park. And every spring, summer, everybody would just kind of go there and, you know, floss their cars and motorcycles. As a matter of fact, I shot the Thong Song remix. I shot like a portion of that in Drew Hill Park. That's where we got our name is derivative of Druid Hill, but Drew Hill.
Right.
And that's then, where it came from.
I know your name is not, your birth name is not Cisco, but where did Cisco come from? I know you were born in the year of the dragon. That's where the dragon thing came from. But where did the Cisco come from?
The Cisco thing, man, it's one of those stories like, remember when the Joker used to talk about, you want to know how I got these scars?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so if you tell us, you're going to have to kill us kind of thing?
Is that what... No, it's one of those. It's one of those stories that, man, it's changed several times over the years.
All right.
People on their toes.
Because I can't remember the exactly how, you know, it kind of stuck. But here we are.
Okay, fair enough. So now, the first thing, before we get into some other stuff, I'm watching that new TV show. You're on American Song Contest, right?
Yes. Yes.
But before we get into the Drew Hill 25th anniversary, the new single, let's just start with how the fuck did that come about?
Bruh, I don't know. I was minding my own business. And I got when NBC calls, you know, you answer the phone. And so they were explaining to me about this new show that they was doing. That was from a show from the UK called Eurovision.
By the way, just so you know, it's already cut you off there, but 15 years ago, I worked for a TV development company. We were pitching show ideas, and I pitched that idea because Eurovision has always been so popular, and I couldn't understand why we didn't do it in this country. And they told me no one's going to sign that idea. And here we are 15 years later. Anyway,
What I've been realizing, it kind of seems like the real live version of that movie, Sing.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't watched the whole thing yet, but have you? So you did the first episode, right?
No. I'm not on it until a little bit later.
Okay.
But yeah, man, they called me and, you know, they told me that I would get an opportunity to perform a brand new song in front of, in front of America and, you know, see if they dug it. And as an artist that has, you know, such a popular song like Thong Song, you know, you jump at the opportunity to, you know, play something different.
Right. I'm sure you look at it to get into that a little bit. It's got to be a very interesting blessing and a curse in that I'm sure your life changed forever for positive, financially, women, whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't have to. I mean, I own my own masters.
Right.
So I don't have to. I don't really have to do music anymore because, you know, people keep sampling Thong Song and using it and stuff. And so I do it now just because I still love performing and love singing. So,
right, which is great. That's the way to do it, man. You're doing it because you want to do it. It's fucking great. That's amazing.
Yeah, but like you said, you know, kind of the gift and the curse, because it's like when you have an artist that has like a really popular song, sometimes you don't really want to hear nothing else. Like, hurry up and sing Thong Song so I could go home. You know? So a lot of times you don't even want to hear any new music from an artist. So that was the reason, you know, the number one reason why I was so compelled to be a part of this show, because I was like, hey, you know, because at first I was like, okay, is it other established artists that's going to be on the show? And apparently it's just a couple of what they call legacy artists on the show who are artists that had prior success. But then there's also brand new artists who, you know, have like a lot of social media followers. Oh, yeah.
They'd have to have, to be fair. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm watching a show where it's some dumb schmuck that's never done anything versus Cisco, I'm voting for Cisco. So
wait.
If they have a big social media following.
Because there's a catch. Because a lot of people don't know that the formula for success of an artist is usually based on marketing and promotion.
Right.
So, you know, the song gets popular, and if the song is popular enough, the artist don't have to do a whole lot of work when they show up on stage. Most of the time, it's just a lot of, you know, they sing a little bit and then have the crowd do the rest. But when you have a brand new song, it kind of evens the playing field, because regardless of how many millions of records I've sold, you know, when people hear a brand new song, even from an artist that they love, a lot of times if they don't already know the song, then they won't gravitate to it.
Right. I get you. It's funny. I remember seeing you on that first season of Gone Country, which is the last time I saw you on some sort of singing reality show. And a friend of this show, Dee Snider, was on with you on that, which
I love
pretty wild.
Dee Snider, man.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing. The thing about the thing that I learned about in doing research with you and the Thong Song and the crazy history of that song, you were inspired by Michael Jackson as a kid when you saw him do the moonwalk. That everyone, we all saw that and changed a lot of people's lives. But then the music for the Thong Song originally was written for Michael Jackson. So talk about a circular fucking way of thinking. That's crazy.
That's funny. That's funny that they said that you were talking about the interview that one of the producers. Right. What was it, the magazine?
I forget what they said. It was originally written for Michael Jackson, or at least
Spike.
With,
I think it was
with Michael Jackson in mind, or something. Maybe is how
that,
they put it.
Yeah, that's what they said. But that was funny to me because, the track wasn't a track. It wasn't a full track. It was just a snippet with like a little bit of the Beatles, Eleanor Rigby, and so I took that snippet and rewrote it. Because I didn't want to have to pay Michael Jackson for the rights to sing Thong Song.
That's probably a good idea. That's probably a good idea.
You know, he had the Beatles anthology. And so I reconstructed the strings.
Right.
Changed the key and actually stretched it into a song. So I don't know if they was thinking about giving Michael Jackson the snippet or.
yeah, because I watched the violinist, Bruce Dukov, I think it's the name. I could be wrong. But he really explained how you had all these ideas on how to change it and what to do. And that guy, it's funny to say that he said he played for, what was it? He worked for Barbra Streisand. He played for Barbra Streisand, Sinatra, and Cisco, which is pretty fucking amazing.
Yes, James. I've been there with Sinatra. That's right, because I'm doing it my way.
This is fascinating to me. So originally, Thong Song, you had been singing about seeing a thong over a song about a woman dying alone?
That's hilarious. No, it was a snippet, it was a sample of Eleanor Rigby, and
the saddest Beatles song of all time. The saddest Beatles song.
I didn't even know. That was my first time hearing it, and really? So it prompted me to go listen to the actual song, and I never picked up the words. So you just now told me, but the musicality was dope.
Saddest Beatles song ever, and can you remix it right now? Let's cut the interview.
Talk about turning a negative into a positive, James. Oh, there you go. Take a sad song and makes it about women's lower region.
Take a sad song and make it better. Just like, hey, dude.
What would they talk about in that song?
Somebody so a woman who dies alone and no one goes to her fucking funeral, Cisco.
Yeah. Oh, that's just.
By the way, I think me and Eleanor Rigby are going to have that in common one day. That's what I think.
I'll be there, buddy. Man. I'll be dressed as Eleanor Rigby at your funeral, Ralph.
Man, that's almost as bad as the Oscar slap.
Let me ask you, because now I'm worried that maybe some of the other things on that are not true. What? But is it true that you pushed them so bad for the beat that you flew back the next day to get the song, or is that not true either?
Oh no! Like I said, they had given me like a whole bunch of music, and that snippet was at the end. And apparently, I guess they didn't want to give it to me. I did fly out to make it into a song because, like I said, at first it was only like a 30-second snippet, and you know. Being in the industry with Drew Hill, I realized at a very young age about samples and what not to do when it comes to, you know, somebody else's record. So
that leads me perfectly into the last question about this, because that's the part I don't understand. Is it just because you said live in La Vida Loca that the whole rights thing got screwed up? Is that true or is that not true?
No. The rights thing gets screwed up, but we definitely had to pay the writers of La Vida Loca because of that line. Now, the funny thing was, when I wrote the song, actually I freestyled the whole song, and my lawyer was telling me that I did not have, if I sang it, I could say the same lines, but if I said it different, if I like sang it in a different cadence and in a different melody, then we wouldn't have to pay him.
Right.
I was like, you know, the joke isn't, you know, why did the cow cross the road? It's why did the chicken cross the road?
Right.
You know what I mean? Living La Vida Loca, it wouldn't have worked.
Right. Right. That's
why I was like, okay, it was a necessary evil. At the end of the day, man, first of all, I love the song, La Vida Loca. And, you know, I told the guys, I was like, hey, man, I think it's worth it to pay, you know, for this snippet because it just works. It works in the song.
And it amazing. Also, I love the line that you said that I think it was a meme or something. It's one of my such a great line. I was like, when I saw this, I'm like, oh, I fucking love this dude. He said, Jesus walked on water, but Cisco walked on bitches, which is just a fucking great Excellent. Line from that video. I fucking love that, but I have a hard time believing.
Yo, I was going to get that t-shirt, but
you should. That would sell so many t-shirts.
Because you got to pay the person that shot that shot.
You got to pay Jesus?
And I don't know who shot it.
So. Okay, fair enough. It's such a,
you have
such
to
a fucking,
pay Jesus is Ralph's yeah.
awesome. I'll have protesters. And-
I just also find it hard to believe that you never saw a thong until fucking 1999. I don't know how that's possible.
Oh, see, but you said that you used to work at a strip club.
Right. That's
and,
true.
You know, when
yeah,
I was
you were in Drew
song,
Hill already.
Like,
come on now. You're in Drew Hill for 5 years.
Song, I was like 19, bro.
Oh, come on now. It's fucking crazy.
In fairness, thongs didn't have
see, their you saw it. Like I promise you, none of my friends had saw it either. I swear, yeah. When I was telling them about this little piece of, you know, material that this girl had on, like, everybody leaned in. Like, I was, gather around, I'll tell you a tale.
Yeah,
like
you're telling a fucking Christmas carol. Get over here.
Right, right. Then when I came back, my hair was blonde. No, I'm just, like Moses, like when he went to see the burning bush.
Quite literally the burning bush, I would imagine.
It wasn't burning, though. It wasn't burning.
All right, so now, Drew Hill, 25th anniversary tour is coming up, right? So you're doing, which if I'm right in this, it's crazy. It's a vacation weekend with Drew Hill in the Dominican Republic.
Yes, yes. That's but good. We are pretty much somewhere different performing every week.
Right, that I see. But I
just last week we were here in Minnesota where I live now, and we had a great performance here. And then I believe next place we head out. Oh, no, it's my turn now. We actually are taking a couple of weeks off so I could do this show, American Song Contest.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Oh, and someone just said it's in October in Punta Cana. My mistake. I apologize.
Punta Cana.
Yeah, my mistake.
It's
going to
be sexy. We got like a bunch of things that we're going to do interacting with, you know, the people. You know how like you go on, you know, those kind of retreats.
Right. So I hosted this thing for years, dude. I had this thing called Ship Rock that I host for years, which is it's like 20 bands.
Why we never got invited? Come on, man.
I was only the host. It's like 20 bands on a boat with 5,000, 6,000 people, and you go away for a week to the Caribbean, which probably gonna be the same vibe, except you're in one spot instead of traveling. So it's probably the same thing.
Oh, that's kind of dope. Do they still do that?
I did it for 10 years. You know what, dude? I'm 52 now, right? And I'm like, I don't want to be a fucking 50-year-old dude doing this. I can't. You know, I'm the host. I'm just like, I felt like
man, you rest when you're dead. You rest when you're dead.
Yeah. If I was singing where all the girls want to bang me, maybe, but I'm just a host. Just
everybody loves the DJ. You guys hold all the power. Hey, you guys are really, DJs have really come. You guys are like, just like artists today. I mean, you've always had that power to get the music to the people, but today is even, you know, more, man. Everybody's trying to do what you guys do. A lot of, you know, some people are cheating. You know, they do their whole set on like a, you know, recording.
On a thumb drive,
act like they're doing it in the club.
That's not me. I'm the idiot that walks up on stage, makes a couple of stupid remarks, and then gets off stage. That's all I do.
Man, come on, man. You're giving me trauma talking about walking up on stage.
Pistol, can I just say this? Has anyone... I
wasn't featured on that hit.
No. I feel like it's impossible to like your friends must be the happiest people in the world. Who could be depressed around you? Everything you did, I have a feeling your energy right now. I want to jump into this pool right now. This is
man, you're the one in the hills. I want to be where you are. I'm gonna be there like next week, I believe.
Yeah, you're in Minnesota in that setup with Thong Song Money. You're probably in that lake that Apollonia took her clothes off in it.
Minnesota.
Right in that. Yeah, I can't.
We were there yesterday. But it's not like hot here. Like Minnesota hot is like 30 degrees. It's like, oh, it's warm. People's like walking out in shorts and stuff.
Baby, you got that royalties from that song. You can make the water hot, baby. Come on.
I remember that time I was in Minnesota and they have like those little fucking, I guess they call them like habit trails that connect all the buildings so you don't have to go outside when it's so cold.
Right, right. Like the hamster tunnel.
Yeah, that's what those are. It's because it's like we don't want to go outside. It's too fucking cold. We're staying inside. Yeah,
and it's all of the buildings are connected like skyboxes. Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. All right. Before we do anything else, we want to tell you about our longtime sponsor that we love. It is YoKratom, YoKratom.com. If you don't know them by now, it's simple. They're the home of the $60 kilo. You might have seen all over the news, inflation everywhere is crazy. Gas prices, meat prices, rent, everything going up like nuts. Not at YoKratom.com. It's still the $60 kilo. High quality, curated kratom direct to you at YoKratom.com. YoKratom.com gets you wholesale prices on a bunch of different strains, different blends, all available at YoKratom.com. And you'll feel good knowing you're getting the best possible price. $60 for a kilo. And as Jay says, you'll feel cool ordering in kilos. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Sponsors not only this show, but most of the shows on the network because they are super fucking cool dudes. So support the sponsors that support us. And here it is. It's YoKratom.com. What else do you need to know? Let's get back into it. So you released, I think it's last year, I guess we'll say a modern interpretation of the thong song, La Thong. Am I saying it right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I did a collaboration because a kid wanted to, what's his name? JD. And this is the Mexican JD. And because you were talking about the thong song, In My Bed remix. But yeah, we did like a one-off for a company that we were working with. And it was fun, man. We went down there, you know, we did it, went up to Mexico. And, you know, it's been, this is like the, I think, third or fourth version of the record that we have re-released. And, man, it's just a gift that keeps on giving in every sense of the word.
I was amazed, by the way, because I figured it's got to be like acoustic versions of it or something. There are so many fucking versions of it. I even saw you with Jimmy Kimmel a few years ago in Panic at the Disco. The amount of cover songs, is there a couple that you love? Like, these are my favorites and other interpretations of the song?
The cover versions?
There's so many of them.
I don't know. It's whatever the most recent one is normally my favorite. I just like doing new stuff. As an artist, you know, music is alive and it's constantly growing and changing, right? And being able to explore those different changes as an artist is you know what keeps it interesting.
You know what's funny is that your first solo record, which I think now is 20 something years ago, right?
Yeah.
And from what I remember reading is that Woody, who was in the band at the time, also you didn't want to come back, so you took a break and you went and did a solo record.
Talk about Woody.
But then you took like I don't know what it is, a 12-year, 13-year break between the second and third solo record. I'm sure it's now, it was The Last Dragon came out 7 years ago.
Yeah. Actually, back in 2001, Michael Jackson flew me out to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've said in various interviews before, Michael Jackson was the reason why, like a lot of R&B and even pop artists that do this, we're kind of doing our best Michael Jackson impression.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so when he flew me out to meet him, I was like, bro, you know, what made you want to meet me? And he was like, I think you're really talented and you're going to go far in this industry. And it was pretty much a mic drop moment, you know, in 2001. And I just disappeared. And that's the story. I'm sticking to it.
I know that it's said online somewhere that Drew Hill's going to release a new record like next year, but is there another solo record for you or this single that you're doing on?
Yes. That brings us around full circle to American Song Contest. Man, it's a fresh song. It's called It's Up. And man, it's really got that. It's ironic because it seems like it's coming out. It's an up-tempo record. It's coming out right around the same time the thong song came out. And I think I got another club banger.
Oh, that's great. So, that's really cool.
I got a couple more records to go with it. So I think I might do like an album and just call it like Cisco Part One or something.
Oh, okay. That's so no more dragons in the title.
Well, it ain't got to be in the title. Everybody know I'm the dragons.
Fair enough. And also, you've done a bunch, especially like over the years, showed up in various TV shows and movies like Snow Dogs. And you were even on the
Get
show.
Get Over It. Yeah. Get Over It was my first one. That was my first on-screen kiss with Mila Kunis.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Shout out. You're slumming it there, huh?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Ukraine, man. Y'all hanging there.
Yeah, it's crazy. But do you still have any interest in acting or no?
You know what? I did I did want to do some more acting, but I didn't want at the time it was like some really crappy roles. You know what I mean? It was like, hey, you know, I got offered a role to be the guy sitting next to the guy to tell the hero to go do something. I'm like, bro, I could do that. Why? Never mind. I don't want that role. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So I figured I'd give it some time and wait till some better roles came up, and hopefully I can be in one of these. Like, see, I could be the Black Spider-Man. Bam.
You want to be Miles Morales?
Miles Morales. Even though I'm like a million years old, like older than him, I could be his uncle.
It's when Miles Morales is ready to hang up his web slingers because he's 50 now. He's like, let's get Cisco in on this.
Nah, hey, you saw God rest his soul, when Michael passed, he was getting ready for the This Is It tour. You saw.
Yeah.
You saw he could still do, you know, what he does.
I mean, dude, I was so excited to buy tickets for that. I remember having the conversation like 2 or 3 weeks before he passed, like with all my friends. We got to all go to this together. And it just fucking sucks. What are you going
to
do?
He looks like he could still do it to me. But me personally, right now in my career, I think I've refined my skill to its peak at the moment. And while I can still do it, I'm glad I get an opportunity to. Plus, I'm going to give like a little bit of a tribute to Michael in my performance. And I'm hoping that this performance is so electrifying that it makes everybody forget about the Oscar. No, stop. I hope that this is like so electrifying that it has like that same kind of electricity that you know, I felt when I was like 4 years old and I saw Michael Jackson do the moonwalk for the first time. We got some really cool tricks up our sleeve. And
do you know when that episode comes out? That first one?
When is my episode? It's I don't think I'm supposed to tell you.
Oh, you're not allowed to say it. Okay.
No, so it's but it's not this week though.
Okay.
Cisco, you tell us the episode. I'll go down the hill to Disney and get you to play Spider-Man. I'll make that deal if you drop this for us. Little tick for tech.
I can do the acrobatics and you know, I still look young.
Yeah, I don't know if James, if your vibe screams Hollywood influence. That's all I'm gonna say.
Look at this purple, baby. I is Hollywood, man. I need to
let's go. Let's go.
This is my first client. I'm going on the other side. Me and Cisco,
all right, you're hired. Let's go. Cisco. Let's go. And I need a star to walk the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
No, you're better than a star. We're gonna have him just put a goddamn dragon right there.
It's
you.
Already one on there.
Well, then we'll get two. You get two dragons.
Also, one other thing that I want to understand, because it seems bizarre, it's not done anymore, but you guys were originally signed when you were like 14, and then the album didn't come out till like 5 years later. Is that right?
No. We were signed, us and Destiny's Child got signed at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got sat on the shelf, and the label put Brandy out.
Mm-hmm.
Brandy Norwood. And so we got tired of sitting on the shelf, so we worked to get out of our deal. And then once we got out of that deal, a couple years passed, we graduated high school, then we had an opportunity to sing for another label, and by this time we were just kind of over it. We had almost basically quit. We became like a gospel group, and you know, this guy Hot Islam asked us to sing for this label. He was like, we was like, we don't do that anymore. He was like, I tell you what, you just sing for this guy. And if nothing comes out of it, I'll leave you alone. You can go do, you know, whatever you want. We were like, okay, cool. We all piled in the car, drove to New York. The guy, he was in that interview, Hiram Hicks. He said, he played us the song, Tell Me, our first single. Mm-hmm. And then when he stopped the music, we sang it back to him.
Oh, wow.
And everybody was really impressed. So he pretty much wrote our deal on a cocktail napkin. And he was like, you guys like that song? We were like, yeah. He was like, can you see yourself singing it? We was like, yeah. He was like, all right, well, you know, let's do it. If, you know, if y'all, one condition, y'all sign, you know, with me. So, you know, we signed, we sang that night. And a week later, we were on the Eddie soundtrack with our first single that went platinum, and everything after that, commercial releases have been either multi-platinum or platinum ever since. So thank you guys for that. Thank you so much.
You know, it's funny. This, correct me if there's anything like this. I can't pretend to be Cisco at 14 or 15, but you're in high school. You get signed. I don't know if you ever saw the South Park episode where they think they're making, going to make millions of dollars.
Right.
They tell everybody, fuck you. We're not coming back.
I saw it. That was me. Oh, that was that guy. I was that guy, bro. I was, see ya. You talk about talking to Randy, like, see ya. Yeah.
And then you got to come back the next week. And like, I thought it was like, go fuck yourself.
Bro, that
and,
was me. That was me when we first got signed. We got that, we got that tiny, advance check. And I was like, F you, I never liked you. F you, right? And then, you know, come the next year and we were set on the shelf. It was like, yeah, okay, Mr. Superstar. Whatever happened to... So I got humbled early.
Right.
So by the time we actually got signed, that was why I'm, you know, do the best I can to be as humble as possible now, because I realized that, man, to make it in the industry, you got better... My manager, Impeccable, will tell you, you got a better chance of getting struck by lightning.
Right, of course. And also, what's great about it is you made it when you could sell millions of records. If you came out today and had the same amount of streams as you had purchases, you would not be able to take a 14-year break.
Right, because people will forget that good old ADHD jump in there fast. But yeah, it's, I mean, look, we're going to see. We're going to see if, you know, the skills that I've accrued over my career actually pay off, man. I can't wait, because like I said, you know, when you're an artist, you're in the industry, you have you know, success, because a lot of people don't know that I was a platinum artist before I did my solo album with my group Drew Hill.
Right.
And so a lot of people think that Thong Song was like my only hit, like I was a one hit wonder, if you will.
Didn't Incomplete hit number one anyway? Like, wasn't that a bigger song?
Yeah, that was the number one single. Yeah. One song, well, that was another political. I mean, let's just put it this way. Incomplete, one of the songwriters was one of the label heads. Mm-hmm. And then Thong Song, I wrote and produced that whole song. So you do the math.
Okay, fair enough. And I remember the first single was my favorite from that first record. Got to Get It was a great song. Yeah,
that was on Hollywood Boulevard, right in front of the Man Chinese Theater. And that explosion at the end, we blew the windows out of the Disney building. Holy so maybe shit. That's why they don't.
That's why you're on the list. That's what. Oh Jesus!
But I did Snow Dogs. I did Snow Dogs with Disney. Actually, true. I was about to draw for Disney too. Way back when I was in high school, I went to a trade school for commercial art. And Disney wanted me to draw for them. And I didn't want to go move to Florida because my friend couldn't go. And so needless to say, my dad was furious. So I was like, I got to make one of these talents work.
So in a way, because I
blew it with Disney.
Because your friend couldn't go is how you got into music. Is that basically a way to look at it?
Man, I think I did push a little harder because my dad he really appreciated my artistic talent. And, you know, parents, they look at the music industry the way it is, you know, it's a crapshoot.
Right.
And he was like, you know, get a real job, you know, with your real skills. And so when I didn't draw for Disney, he wasn't too happy about that.
Do you still draw? Do you still do that? Is it still a passion or not?
Well, I mean, I utilize my skills within my brand. So like, you know, I created this, my logo and, you know, I finalize my artwork. I do touch ups if I only got a full pack instead of a six pack.
What'd you say, James?
It's too. This guy's the best. Touches up the four pack. Cisco, I would love to once again.
I still got the six pack.
Now that we're in cahoots, I would like to, when I put out my next album, I would love to commission you to do the art. Also, if you want to make me look like you on the album cover, I'm into that.
Yeah, but you're already bald, James. You don't have cool blonde hair
Cisco,
like he does.
I think it's already a white Cisco.
Oh, whiter Cisco. That's how we're going to go with it. The whiter dragon.
All right, before we go any further, if you are a responsible adult over the age of 21, living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, and you want to get really, really super duper legally high, it's time to go to YoDelta.com. YoDelta.com, where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. So if you're over age 21 and you live in one of these majority of the states where it's legal, go to YoDelta.com to stock up on Delta 8. It's the vapes, it's the gummies, it's a great mix of everything you need for all your stoner needs. What is Delta 8 and why does it work? Well, it's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to the various states in this country. I think like almost all of them, to be honest. And it gets you super high. They got gummies, they got vapes. It's all at YoDelta.com. And if you use the promo code GAS, that's G-A-S, GAS, you're going to get 25% off your entire order. That's once again, YoDelta.com. The promo code is GAS. You get 25% off. You get really high. You stock up on Delta 8 gummies and vapes. And you are a happy SDR show listener. All right, let's get back into it.
You also, by the way, I'm sure you did this, but I'm sure at one point you had your own thong line, I would imagine, right?
No. Ironically, no. When we did Thong Song, I was telling everybody, my whole album kind of, like, my label wasn't really looking for an album for me. They wanted another Drew Hill album because we had just got signed to Def Jam. And at the time, rap music was taboo. And Drew Hill, being singers, was getting Def Jam invited to a lot of parties that they weren't invited to before. Mm-hmm. So they had big success with us with the Rush Hour soundtrack and with the How to Be a Player soundtrack. And the so they wanted to further that, and they wanted to get, you know, into, you know, the mainstream, if you will, via hip hop. So they weren't really looking for a Cisco album. So I had to spend my own money and record my album. And then I actually sold it back to the label. So It wasn't a whole lot of setup for my album. It was just kind of, they heard it, it was hot, they was like, let's put it out, because it was already done. I did all the choreography, the artwork, most of the production and writing. So the product, which is pretty much how artists do it today, right? They go make the whole project. And then, so yeah, all y'all my sons, you're welcome.
but it doesn't explain why you didn't put out a thong. It seems
I didn't because they weren't ready. I told them, I said, yo, you should go holler at Victoria's Secret before the song drops.
And
speaking of drop, they dropped the ball. Nobody went. We went to Victoria's Secret after the song had blown up, and they was like, we love the song, Cisco, we love you, but, you know, unfortunately for this endeavor, but fortunately for us, the sales of thongs went up 80% after you dropped the song. So,
oh man,
it's not a really good business thing. Really,
that sucks. Yes, James.
But here was some free thongs. It was like, oh.
That's good. Here's my new idea. Cisco thongs, ready? But they're Spider-Man. Spider-Man up the booty hole. Let's go. Wow. I'm getting you this goddamn gig, Cisco.
That's gold. You're giving him gold, James.
There's gold in them hills, baby.
Hey, me and Tom Holland the same height. And Tobey Maguire. So, hey.
That's it. Get it.
By the way, I was thinking about it. There was that golden time in R&B with Drew Hill when it was like Jagged Edge and Intro and Shy and all these like cool groups.
Oh, that was before us. Yeah, before you,
but I don't think any of that exists anymore, right? That.
Oh no! You don't get the. We don't get to sing.
Yeah.
If it's too much singing, they send your ass straight to Urban AC. That was four riffs. Send his black ass. Gotta be careful. Not so many riffs.
And also,
it's like K-pop now.
Yeah, K-pop, I guess that's the new thing. Well, is weird. It had a long run, though. That had a long run of, like, just, you know, from like New Edition and Boys to Men, and it just kept going for years. Jodeci, I wonder when the last quote-unquote guy, you know, four guys.
Us.
Might have been you guys. Yeah,
I think it was us. And then we helped because NSYNC and 98 Degrees were opening for us. Mm-hmm. They actually, NSYNC actually saw me do the Wire work on tour. Mm-hmm. And they got, so that's where they got the idea for the No Strings Attached.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Also, I made up that routine they do, the bye, bye, bye.
Yeah.
That was actually from the You Are Everything remix video. And Darren from Darren's Dance Grooves, he's the guy standing next to me with the hat on. And I actually taught him that step. And then he taught it to NSYNC.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And then look, it goes even further. Then Megan Thee Stallion did it on the body, yada, 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 yada. It's like the same step.
Wow. So between
the same step that I did in Wild Wild West, I could not get away from it was in Wild Wild West too.
God damn it. Between the songs and the dance move stealing, you're getting screwed left and right, Cisco.
Man.
He's getting smacked left and right, Ralph. Stick with
No. To be fair, Will like stopped talking to me after Wild Wild West.
Is that really? True?
Yes. Like I said, I haven't spoken to him since then.
All right. Well, that keeps
Which
you safe.
Which might be a good thing today.
Keeps you safe from his wrath. Keeps you safe from his wrath.
Well, now that you say this, he might come after you. You want me to be your bodyguard now, too? I'll protect you.
Imagine there's a doorbell ring. Ding dong. Hey, I heard you were talking about me.
Oh, man. No. I doubt that. Because, you know, Jada's from Baltimore, and that's my hometown.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yes. Crazy
it's
thing.
It's a tough city.
Yes.
Yeah, clearly. Everybody gets it now.
We don't have all the time in the world with him, so we got to do the first, guys.
The first time ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
The name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show.
We've asked
every guest this since the dawn of time. Starting with rock and roll, we want to know the first concert you went to, and it doesn't have to be rock, obviously. You just want to know the first concert you went to on your own volition, not something you were dragged to, they didn't want to go to, something you wanted to go to.
First concert I ever went to was a Jodeci concert.
Oh, wow. That makes sense. That's cool.
I went to the Jodeci concert with Woody.
Really?
Yeah, the guy that left the group. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, how old were you guys?
Man, 15?
15. So you had that signed deal that went nowhere already. At that point.
But Woody had quit the group back then too.
Oh, okay.
So he wasn't a part of that deal. So while we were on that hiatus, we went to go see Jodeci.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's pretty wild. Now the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug. Cause everybody's drug usually
after
is weed.
I think it was like, we had tried some mushrooms, way back in like 97 or something. Mm-hmm. And we put it in some tea, drank it, and then I was like, I don't feel it either. Okay, so all the band members go back to their room, and then a couple minutes go by, and then the rainbow sky came in and the ocean came in, the seagulls. I was like, Lord have mercy, you know, I'm gonna go sleep this off. So I go into the room, and the seagulls and the ocean follow me, rainbow sky. I close my eyes. I'm looking. It's like 11 o'clock. I'm like, I'm just going to sleep this off. So I sleep. I feel like I slept for like about an hour. And then I looked up and it was 11:01. I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
1 minute. It felt like an hour.
Let me tell you, the same exact thing happened to me. I told this story. I don't do drugs. And I'm sorry to listeners. I say this all the time. I try a drug on the show once a year, and that's it. I've never done any drugs, right? Okay. And I did mushrooms. And if I were to tell the story was after we did mushrooms, I went in my room, and the girl I was dating at the time gave me a massage for like 8 hours until I fell asleep, and I woke up the next day. I ran into her years later and talked to her about it, and I told her how nice it was of her. And she starts laughing. She goes, Ralph, it was maybe 45 seconds that I massaged you.
Cisco, I'm wondering, on mushrooms, since you are the dragon, was there any chance you saw a dragon on mushrooms?
You know what? I'm glad I didn't, because it was a bad trip, man. I had to, and then I looked in the mirror, the face melt, and then the floor was like getting far. I felt it was crazy.
If you would have saw, I'm sorry, if you would have seen a dragon instead of a seagull, do you think you'd be the seagull now and not the dragon?
Unleash the seagull.
It does not have the same coolness at all.
I think you'd be Miles Morales now.
That would be his move every now and then on stage. He just goes,
it's horrible. Get him out of here.
And now the first time he had sex.
Man.
And I guess? What? I think he was real young.
Yeah.
Pre-high school, Cisco?
Yes.
Yes. Am I the best? Am I number one?
Nailed it. She was older than me.
Oh,
I think I was, bro, I was
poor baby.
I was pretty young, like 14.
Wow, that's pretty young. Yeah, the average on here is 17, but we usually somewhere between 15 and 18 is the most common. 14 is young.
Right, but when you can sing.
Yeah,
you know different. What I mean?
There it is.
That'll do it. That already made Shannon a little wet, I think, when he just did that right there.
She like, do not speak for my lady.
Don't speak for my vagina. You. Do not speak for my vagina. All right, it's at Cisco to find you on Instagram, drewhill25.com. If you want to see any information more about that trip to Punta Cana, you're on that show, the American Song Contest, which is out at some point in the near future. Is there anything else you want to plug before we start going around the room?
I just want y'all to please watch the show, American Song Contest, because, I think this is going to be a performance that you absolutely will not forget.
Well, I will be watching for sure. James, your plugs?
The James Madden on Instagram. I got a podcast with my boy Shuli, formerly of the Stern Show, called Thanks for Coming Out, a podcast about bombing, where we talk to people in comedy about bombing, the worst stories ever. It's dope. And my album, Check Spot. Go check out.
I'm going to check that out, man. I love comedy. Please, especially stand-up comedy, man. It's very difficult, and I applaud you guys because... Yes, you got that like funny friend.
Yeah,
I had like a funny friend to try stand up. It didn't end well.
I hate it. Right. It doesn't end well for a lot of us. But
That's why he has a whole podcast about it not ending well. Shannon, your plugs.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on, comedians, reality TV stars, porn stars, musicians, and they tell their own stories about a worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
Okay, what? Now, Cisco, do
they
not
got ghosts
respond.
On the show. Dang, how are you going to beat that?
Cisco, don't respond to this question, but we try to figure this out all the time. At the end of the show, does the guest believe in ghosts? Don't respond yet. I'm going to say yes. James?
He's a black dude from Baltimore. Yes. Are you
okay? Shannon?
I say yes.
And the answer?
Wait. So is it ghosts? Like, are ghosts considered like demons and angels?
Yes.
Yeah, anything like that.
Then it's a yes.
Come on.
Yeah. Nailed it. Black guy from Baltimore. Nailed it.
By the way, just the fact that he was asking for clarification, it's like, of course the answer is going to be yes. So we're talking specters.
Because a lot of times, you know, it could be a demon and you think it's a ghost. It's like, nah. Right.
I just mean anything demon. Supernatural. Anything supernatural makes sense.
I'll give it to it. That and aliens too. And the multiverse.
Then, my last question before we wrap this, before I do my plugs, I had a bizarre interviews today because I interviewed, I would imagine, polar opposites in the musical space. And I was curious if he knew you and you knew him. He knew you. So I'm curious if you know him. He's a guitarist. The name is Peter Frampton.
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Absolutely. He's a beast on there.
Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. He's amazing.
That's what's up. I'm glad he did know me.
Yeah.
That's
he did know you. He's like, yeah, of course I know.
In the world.
All right. Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness that's currently in the top 100 of all health and wellness podcasts is called Good Sugar Podcast. We're opening our first location. I'm going to be 3rd Avenue, 69th Street. It's a raw vegan food place, even though I'm not raw or vegan, but it also has zero plastic, single-use plastics in the place. That's on 3rd Avenue and 69th Street, opening in the end of May. We add a song every week to our playlist, thesdrshow.com/playlist. I was going to add the So Def remix of In My Bed because it gets me late all the time. But if you have one that you'd rather us play, I'll do that instead.
Yep, it's up. Can you do that? Is that possible?
Yeah, is that already? It's on Spotify.
No, but it will be. We like finalizing the mix right now. So.
Okay, so we'll do that one. We'll add that one.
That's and, what's up. Thanks.
We'll
man.
Add that to the playlist. Honestly, dude, it was a pleasure having you on, and I knew it would be a fun interview.
It was a lot of fun. I really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, thank you so much. We'll see you next time on the SDR show.
All right, peace.
Look at the roof. The roof is on fire. I'm from the home. The home of the wire. Ain't nobody young but the freaks at night. Moving to the rhythm. Dancing under the light. I feel electric.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.